Welcome back to Leadership Lessons. Today we're talking about something every leader experiences, but not everyone knows how to name: leading when it feels like no one is watching. Maybe you launched an idea and hardly anyone responded. Maybe you applied for the role and got the "we've decided to move in another direction" email. Maybe you keep showing up, doing good work, serving people, and you're wondering if any of it actually is making a difference. If that's where you are, this episode is for you. If you caught Monday's episode, you already know exactly what I'm talking about. That room at the conference I spoke at, packed one day, empty the next. I'm not going to retell that story, but I want to pick up right where the story leaves off because there's a lesson underneath it, and it is this. What do you actually do the next time you're standing in an empty room? Because an empty room can make you question yourself. It can make you confuse a lack of recognition with a lack of value. But those are not the same thing. A quiet season does not mean your leadership is ineffective. Sometimes it means your leadership is being formed. In lesson one, we talked about leading with purpose. In lesson two, we talked about laying the right bricks consistently. Today is about the thing that helps you do both when the results aren't visible yet: belief. Not blind optimism, not pretending disappointment doesn't hurt, but belief. Belief is the discipline of staying connected to what matters even when the applause hasn't arrived. Remember this key point today. You can question the timing without abandoning the call. Let me say that again. You can question the timing without abandoning the call. A setback may be information, but it is not automatically a verdict. One empty room is one empty room. One rejection is one rejection. One missed opportunity is one moment in a much bigger leadership story. The danger comes when we turn a data point into an identity. "This presentation didn't land" becomes "I'm not a strong communicator." "I didn't get the promotion" becomes "I'm not leadership material." "This initiative didn't get the traction" becomes "my work doesn't matter." That's not reflection. That's self-rejection. A leader's job is to look honestly at what happened, learn what can be learned, and keep moving without letting one moment write the entire story. So what do we do in the empty room seasons? First, separate the data from the identity. Ask, what actually happened? What evidence do I have? What can I improve? What was simply outside my control? That question creates space between disappointment and decision-making. Second, measure the mission, not the applause. Instead of asking how many people noticed, ask, who did this help? Impact is not always loud. Sometimes it's making one person feel heard when things are hard. The teammate who got more confident because you coached them. That may not make the highlight reel, but it still matters. Third, celebrate the work itself. Every hard conversation, every decision made with integrity, every time you choose to serve instead of perform, it's developing you. The work is not only producing an outcome, the work is producing you. And the leader you become in a quiet season is often the leader who's ready when the room is finally full. Fourth, keep laying the next brick. You may not see the complete wall yet, but you know the next right step. Prepare well, follow up, have the conversation, encourage the person. Leadership is rarely built through one dramatic leap. It's built through faithful next steps. Fifth, review setbacks with curiosity. Trade "why did this thing happen to me" for "what can this teach me?" That single swap keeps you open instead of closed and turns setbacks into lessons instead of permanent labels. And finally, lead where you are. Don't wait for the title, the platform, or the invitation. Leadership begins with the people already in front of you. The person on your team who needs clarity, the colleague who needs encouragement, the customer who needs someone to take ownership, the organization that needs someone willing to improve what is right in front of them. That is leadership, and it counts even if no one announces it. For senior leaders, this matters at the top too. The question isn't whether every initiative gets immediate traction. The question is whether the work is aligned to the mission, building capacity, and creating value over time. Are people growing through the work? Are we learning quickly when something doesn't go as planned? Are we anchored to impact, or are we being driven by optics, titles, and ego? The room will be empty sometimes. The email will say no. The door will stay closed longer than you hoped. Keep building anyway. Because unseen doesn't mean insignificant. Often it simply means unfinished. And the brick you need most in this season may not be a promotion, a platform, or a new opportunity. It may be belief. The belief to keep leading before the world catches up to what you already know. Your work matters. So here's my question for you this week. Where have you been letting a lack of visibility make you doubt the value of your work? Write it down. Then ask yourself, what's the next brick I can lay? Not the whole plan, not the perfect outcome, just the next brick. I'll see you in the next leadership lesson.